Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You now tune in to another 30 minutes on the BME show. I'm your host, Javon, Mr. Storm Belcher. We are here live, here, all guests in the audience. I hope y'all could tune in. Got a special guest tonight. Got Superstar Norbs in the building. Summer Madness 5 here is on the way. Everybody that, you know what I'm saying, been anticipating for the whole SM5 and who the lineup going to be. You know what I'm saying? Want to voice your opinion on the lineup. Here's your chance. You know what I mean? You can call up. You know what I'm saying? But do give us a chance to, you know what I'm saying, get the interview out of the way. And then audience and fans and supporters of the battle rap culture and, you know what I'm saying, whatever angle you're coming from, you know what I'm saying, respect the interview, and then we'll be able to stretch it out and see if we got, you know what I'm saying, enough time to answer some questions. The number is 347-989-0728. Again, it's 347-989-0728. Do call up to the show, you know what I mean, and support the show, tune in, I mean, even if you're on the internet, still tune in, so appreciate that. Hopefully we'll be able to get the interview going, you know. Y'all stay tuned for that. Norbs will be in the building. I got a few questions myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to know if it's really official, the lineup that I got the rundown on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I want to know the thoughts, like, what made them blind these battles up like they did. You know what I mean? A lot of stuff, man. We're going to drill a whole lot of questions, but we're going to see what Summer Madness got to bring this time around this year, 2015. You know what I mean? Cause I mean, I heard a couple of lineups. I heard North Carolina be in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mistaken. I think Nana is supposed to be on the Summer Madness 5 card. If I'm not mistaken, could be wrong. But those get here, we'll see what's up with that. I mean, and also, something anticipated I wanted to say. I wanted to rewatch it, see how this battle going to turn out. Whether it's Sting's and Chess versus DNA and Shine. Like, that's going to be a brazy, brazy situation right there. And I'm ready to rewatch this battle because it got kind of ugly the first time around. You know what I mean? Almost was a little rowdy crowd about to pick up. So, I think they, if I'm not mistaken, they all going to continue this on Summer Madness 5. So, man, I'm ready for that. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple of lineups that I was like, oh, okay. Don't go down like that. You know what I mean? But it's some good lineups, man. Not just, you know what I'm saying, the 2-on-2 joint, the, you know what I'm saying? Even the 1-on-1, man, they're going to be off the chain. Heard up. I think could be wrong, but I think, in my opinion, I think T-Rex Chess, I think that'd be a good battle too. And also, Chess and Shine need to go, I think they need to battle one head to head again. Or maybe Stings and Shine. I mean, but some good battles lined up, man. They got a K-Shine versus Mr. Wavy thing. That's gonna be, that's different. That's a different battle right there. Yeah, I mean, so I know then they're gonna have Tay Rock in the building too. So it's gonna be a crazy, crazy, crazy battle, man. Shug versus Big T. That could go either way right there. I don't want to make it debatable, but I don't know. These battles are battles that'll make you think before you give your opinion. So it might, even if you ain't trying to make it a debatable, it might still end up a debatable, you know what I mean, for the time being, until you actually watch it all the way through, you know what I'm saying, round for round, blow for blow, and then give it thought. But first offhand, like, because they your favorite pick, or they your favorite pick of choice, I don't think that's going to happen if someone that is five. You're going to have to really watch every battle all the way through and then make a decision. You know what I mean? Thoughts, man. But until we get to the interview, you know what I'm saying? I think bro going to stop through. But if not, I'm still giving you a little rundown and to get ready for the summer madness five. You know what I'm saying? We will talk some more about this after this track, man. Hell, stay tuned.
Problem, I say I need a relapse. They asking what's the problem with my exes needing me back. I'm so tired of it, bullshit, they be feeding me that. People fake as hell, claim they fucking real. Pop another pill, Earth, I'm leaving here. Need a lot of meals, leave like I don't feel. Count the time on clocks, I don't see a fear. Trying to count some wop, eat a lot of meals. I'm so hungry, sell the ship, I gotta steer. About to sign a deal, I got time to kill. Now I'm winning, I need to get out of here, yeah. They do not waste my thoughts, yeah. Women gon' chase my car, yeah. Look at my music bar, yeah. Do a show here and applause, yeah. Started off in the morning, counting money while I'm yawning. Ignore as soon as they call, yeah. Me and Runner here recording. You don't stay where I stay. You not from where I'm from. I don't know what to say. You haven't done what I've done. You don't stay where I stay. You not from where I'm from. I'ma do what I say. Man, I always show love. I want a million. I want a million dollars. I want a million. I want a million dollars. I want a million. Million. I want a million dollars. I want a million. Million. I want a million dollars. Follow a plan. If I'd have gotten, I'll lend them the hand. And haters are the best promoters. I should fuck around and hire them, damn. And then fire them, damn. Y'all wanna flex on the gram? I am the man, I am the one in demand. I learned you only get a chance. I'm trying to save money like Chance. Moving forward, I'll advance. I've been a plug, I gotta change chords like Vans. And if I the God is the Lord in the land, they know what's up. Talk shit, see my shoulders shrug. You don't hold enough. Y'all ain't worth my time, so go harder than y'all if you reverse my lines. If I the shit, boy, you blowing up. And financially saying right now is the perfect time. Cause me being broke is just hurting minds. Create a false hope that's committing crime. I've been solo dolo, I'm doing fine. Karma's my bitch and she knows I ride. My team knows I ride. My team knows I ride. But you don't stay where I stay. You not from where I'm from. I don't know what to say. You haven't done what I've done. You don't stay where I stay. You not from where I'm from. I'ma do what I say.
Yeah, yeah, that was an L5 nightstand. And, you know, and the night is, like, different night for the show, 30 minutes on the BME show. The way we do it on 30 minutes on BME show is we're going to start having one-to-ones with the, you know what I'm saying, that I guess that way, you know what I'm saying, they could be able to promote more, or what they doing, and you know what I'm saying, they don't have to absolutely like rest. Now let's say, you know what I mean, had to do something before the show or behind schedule or something like that. But other than that, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna start doing one-on-ones, interview the guests, whether it's an independent artist, label, small business, major business, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Bring your business or your craft or whatever your work or, you know what I'm saying, whatever you're promoting. Bring it over here to the 30 Minutes on BME show with your host, Gerard, Mr. Stone Belcher, and I got you. You know what I'm saying? You can promote yourself on the Promote Yourself show. You know what I mean? This is all part of the same format, same platform that I'm creating. So do tune in. Be part of the movement. Supposed to have Norbs in, but I don't know what's going on. Might be busy, might couldn't make it, but we're still in the building. And like I was saying, SM5, man, you know what I mean? It's gonna be a big event, you know. I'm ready for to get the result and see it for myself. I might not be able to, you know what I'm saying, get the pay-per-view, but if I do, that'd be good. If not, I'd see it when it drops, you know what I'm saying, when they drop it. So either way, it's going to be like, nothing like probably being there, but just to, you know what I'm saying, still get a chance to view it. You know what I'm saying? For your one self. Now, like, now they also say that Mr. Wavy's supposed to be going against John John. So I'm just trying to, you know what I mean, get enlightened. Like, who is going to be against who? Is this actual who's going to be battling? Or is Mr. Wavy going to try to take shots at, you know what I'm saying, K-Shine? Or what's what, you know what I'm saying? But from my understanding, it's what we missed away versus John John. For our female battles, the lineup's going to be Miss Hustle versus Official. I don't know. I mean, anybody got got thoughts or want to get their opinion on the Solar Madness 5, do call in, man. 347-989-0728. 347-989-0728. Do call up. Let me know, you know what I'm saying, who you got for Solar Madness 5. You know what I'm saying? Let me know your opinion. Call up to the show. If not, just stay tuned in, man. We got like a few minutes left of the show. We got 13 minutes. So anybody want to call up, give a shout out, any of that, while we got free time, please do so. If you want to get your opinion on Summer Madness 5, the lineup so far, you know what I mean? Call up. Okay. And they also said that I also heard that T-Rex will be going against T-Top. Know what I mean? So that's New York versus North Carolina again. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Of course I'm going with the home front, North Carolina. But, you know, both of them are good competitors. You know what I'm saying? Good battle rappers. I mean, what should I say? Battle artists. I mean, it ain't, I'm not saying it's a debatable, but they both have their own style when it comes to the battle rap. But don't get it twisted, because I see a lot of people sleeping on T-Top out of there. You know what I'm saying? He coming from ground up, so y'all got to respect the grind and respect the talent, you know what I'm saying? So can't look over that. I mean, that's there. So ain't no need to look over that. Another off-the-meter battle that's going to be in Summer Madness 5, probably I say 2, is the Loaded Love versus Cliff. Charlie Cook versus Loaded Luck. Man, what do y'all think about that? Do y'all think, you know what I'm saying, Loaded Luck gonna come back in heavier than he was ever fighting? Or do you think, you know what I'm saying, Charlie Cook's gonna just hold it down, like, you know what I'm saying, like a normal battle, man, you know what I'm saying? Come in swinging, leave out swinging. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's another one. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they if you judge it by who you like, you're going to end up having a debate. Or if you go by, try to compare, it's going to end up a debate. So the best thing to do is just watch the battle all the way through, round for round. You know what I'm saying? Blow for blow, you know what I'm saying? Just watch them and then get your opinion on it. Guarantee you, you'll enjoy the battle better, and you'll, you know what I'm saying, you'll actually see who's the people's choice. Now, last note, I want to say, you know what I'm saying, I don't know how they work this one out to happen, but it happened. You know what I'm saying? Tay Rock versus Calico. Now this one, if they have battled before, I must have missed it. I probably had to go look it up and, you know what I'm saying, see if I missed that one or not. But, yo, that one right there, that's gonna, man, that's gonna be like some that's gonna be some shots fired in that cold battle, you know what I mean? I mean, not to the side, but Tay Rock, he goes in with battle. Calico goes in too. But Tay Rock against Calico, I think the punch is going to be a little more heavy, you know what I'm saying? So Y'all gotta check this battle, man. This whole Summer Madness 5 is on the way. Now, I mean, if you haven't got a ticket, if you plan to go, get the ticket. I mean, you don't know where to go at. Hey, you better get to know where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Go copy the ticket. Keep it moving. Go to the battle and enjoy every piece of the battle. You know what I mean? Don't go in saying, yo, this person gonna get 3-0, this person gonna get 2-0. No third round. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna make it to third. You know what I mean? Just let the battle flow. And let's see who stands up on top, you know what I mean? Every battle. Summer Madness 5, man. Summer Madness 5. September 26, 2015, man. Y'all get ready. It's on the way. Feel me? Also, with that being said, too, I like to say, not only that, you know what I'm saying? We got like 7 minutes left. But not only that, I like to say, too, what's up with the Murder Move versus Sue Surf? What's up with that battle? Like, it's a money issue, you know what I mean? Really, because they saying Mook's saying he's not gonna get underpaid, basically. So y'all ain't got what he wants, it ain't gonna be no battle. You know what I mean? But my thing is, he's talking about battling Drake. You know? So how you gonna battle Drake when you ain't even battle Sue Surf? But you know, we got a call on the line, 252-363. Caller.
Hello, fellas. How are you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. What are you guys talking about? I'm sorry, I'm coming in late.
Okay. We're basically talking about the Summer Madness 5, and I mean the basically the lineup.
Okay.
Because we got like 5 minutes of the show left, so. I basically
have you guys talked about PGs?
A little bit, because Noah didn't make it on the show.
Oh, he didn't come on the show?
Nah, he didn't get to make it out here. So I was basically going off my notes and you know what I'm saying, the word that I got from a source like far as like the lineup. So I was just basically rapping. I was basically wrapping it up because we've got like 4 minutes left. So I was basically wrapping up about Murder Mook versus Sue Surf, trying to find out what people's thoughts is about that. Do you think the battle gonna happen, or you think Murder Mook is a money issue?
I mean, anything's a possibility in the world of battle rap. I mean, I have been surprised many times by seeing matchups that I thought would never come to fruition. Sometimes it's a money thing, and sometimes, you know, might do it as a publicity stunt, I would assume, to kind of hype up a battle. You know, battlers talk a lot of shit to each other. Is what they do, and it gets people excited. It gets people ready to see a battle. You know, it's good publicity. I definitely would like, you know, to see something like that happen.
Yeah, I think it would be good for the culture. Myrtle Mook, he haven't been, he ain't been, you know, active like that in a while since the Slaughterhouse with Loaded Luck. So, you know what I'm saying, for him to bring it back to, like, Smack or Summer Madness or something like that, I think that'd definitely be something, you know what I'm saying, everybody will look forward to seeing. I feel like Sue Surf, he ready to battle Myrtle Mook. It's like Myrtle Mook holding off. He's saying, like, the money, the paperwork, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if he just saying prepared or he just stalling just because he feel like he could do that or what. But I want to see that battle happen. And before we get out of here, I don't know if you heard of the battle rapper Dot.
I just got on
his battles, but I like his style, like far as his wordplay, his energy.
He's really the new age battle rapper. He is an amazing performer. I'm not too keen on his bars. I mean, his style is more, I'm more attracted to his performance than I am his actual words. He is the new generation, so to speak, of battle rap. He's definitely somebody fun to watch.
I watched a couple battles recently, and that was my first time. I just happened to run across them, and I've been, you know, since checking out the battles. But I feel like before we get out of here, we've got like a minute left. I think him, Dot, and Chess, I think that'll be a good battle. I could be wrong, but I think that'll be a good battle. That's something, you know what I'm saying? They both young, they both hungry. I think that it, you know what I'm saying, that'll be a good one. And I do appreciate you for stopping through. And
you know that Dot versus Chess has happened before in the Proven Ground.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
That was a PG battle.
Okay. Well, we definitely about to wrap the show up. We've got like 23 seconds left. And I do appreciate you for stopping through and giving your input on the battle scene.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for having me. You guys have a good night.
All right, you too.
All right, be blessed.
All right.